One. Good morning. Good morning. All right. I'm going to read from Psalm 63. You will probably recognize this. It's one of David's more popular psalms. Psalm 63, just the first five verses here. O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus I have seen you in the sanctuary, to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips.
Away our broken lands. We can see. Oh, What you pray, I pray. though the world Trusting him, the This morning, singing that last song, my heart is stirred at the imagery of the mountains that are in front of us being cast into the sea. The sea is a place where many things have gone down, never to return. And in one way, we can look at it and see that God takes these mountains that are in front of us, whether it be sickness, looking at the world around us, all the broken lives, all the need, and we can say that it's these cares can be cast into the sea, never to be heard from again. And that's very true. And also, the sea has also been an image of great sorrow because of the many souls that have been lost there. And then I was reminded of Revelation 21 in Paul's vision. He says, and then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there was no longer any sea. This place where death reigns, the sea, is no longer there in the new heaven and new earth. And man, what a beautiful thing to know that God is preparing for us in Him a place where light and life and love reigns, and that even the sea is now conquered. The thing that through the centuries no man could conquer. Many men went to sea and lost their lives in the history of the world. And of course, great pestilence has come from the sea. How many villages and places have seen armies unload from the sea and overtake them and kill them? And of course, the country of Rome did that in great number like none before. And yet, the sea no longer lives in the new heaven and new earth. And also, this imagery of mountains that being cast into the sea by our trust in God. It's just a beautiful thing. Such a large thing like a mountain, something that's immovable and unshakable. He has dominion over. And so as I go through our prayer list today, I just wanted to have those things in your mind. God reigns over creation. He reigns over our lives. So God, we come before you this morning with our list of prayers and concerns, the things that make our hearts ache, and we bring them to you. God, we prayed this morning for Harold Godshaw. I got word this morning through Joyce that she heard that he is in his fourth week of treatments and is actually doing very well, and we just praise you for that, God. We thank you for that good word. We pray for Davina Schober as she continues to deal with many health issues. I pray, God, that you would be near to her and that she would know your peace and your comfort in this time. And I pray for the doctors who are overseeing her care, that they would be able to bring respite to her. We pray for Dale as he has an upcoming carpal tunnel surgery on his arm. The surgery has been moved to the 9th on Thursday. God, I pray that that day, as Dale undergoes surgery, that the surgeons would be sure of hand and that the healing that Dale needs would be carried out. We also pray for Mary Hannah as she is on a medical mission to Kenya. Just pray that you'd be with her as she experienced some high blood pressure due to the altitude where she is at. God, we thank you that the medication that she's taking is helping her and has brought that under control. And just pray that you would continue to protect her as she is there helping the least of these on this earth. Helping bring medical care where there is so much need. We pray for all the ways that our church, in addition to Mary Hannah, all the ways that our church is involved in worldwide missions. We pray for Deanne Zimmerman as she continues to work in Thailand at the school, teaching missionary kids and Thai kids. Just pray that she would be a light in that place. Pray for Mark and Kristen as they continue to work in Peru. We just thank you that Mark and Kristen just recently had a visit with the Petersons, and it was a very fruitful and good time. Just pray that you'd be with Mark and Kristen as they continue to work. And be with Tiffany Nunez as she continues in her medical studies through Victoria's Fund. And just pray that you'd be with her as she oversees the Children's House, the Children's Ministry of Josiah's House. And God, we pray for Embracing Hope Ethiopia, as many here in our church support them and our church supports them, just pray that you'd be with them in their work. Pray for Sister Asayich with Tikkaret. Just be with her and be with all of the orphan care that is going on in Ethiopia. And God, we pray for our greater world, that the worship of you would come to places where it now is not, and that the light would shine in the darkness. And we know that every time the light shines, it overcomes the darkness, and we thank you for that. We just pray all of these things, God, in your name. Thank you that you have dominion over the mountains in front of us and the sea, that you have dominion over all things in the darkest recesses of our hearts, in our broken bodies, and in this broken world. And we thank you that we can look forward to the new heaven and new earth where all things will be made new. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, everyone. If you noticed, good morning, Abigail. This is becoming a regular thing now. My voice is a little breaking this morning. I taught Sunday school and also I sang, so now my voice is a little hoarse. I'm going to jump right into the announcements here. We don't have a whole lot today by way of announcements. Other than that, there's a Super Bowl party going on at Steve and Joyce's today, beginning at 6. Drinks will be provided. You are welcome to bring a snack to share. This is, of course, optional. Come for an evening of fellowship, football fun, and food with your church, family, and friends. You can call Joyce with any questions. Her phone number is listed in the bulletin there. And also Kids Choir. You are invited to be involved in Kids Choir, ages 4 and up. It's every Tuesday from 6:15 to 7. Yes, Martha, did you have something? Yes, on Tuesday, Mary and I will be celebrating our 13th wedding anniversary. Thank you, Martha. I believe that that is everything by the way of announcements. I do have an update for Mary Hannah that I'm going to share at this time. I talked to Ron, and it does sound like the medication is helping Mary. Apparently, the altitude affected her blood pressure pretty much. So, but everything seems to be going well. Okay, this is an update from her. She says this is day 5, and this was on the February 3rd. It looks like she posted this on her Facebook. Day 5 of the medical camp. In a word, overwhelming. The numbers are overwhelming. When we arrived at the clinic this morning, there were more than 100 people already waiting. As the day progressed, the number of patients continued to increase. By the end of the day, we saw 300 people, which was a new record for one day. Given that there were only about 3 practitioners working at any one time in medical, it was nothing short of a miracle that they were all treated. The dental team extracted a very hard 54 teeth, and 2 more people went home with dentures, and over 30 breathing treatments were given. The sun was overwhelming. While we continued to pray for rain, the sky was entirely clear and very bright. The sun gets very intense for a short period of time, and the people were crowding under the tents for shelter. The heat was overwhelming. The tents that we use have sides and a few windows, but the walls were up for privacy. This makes the nursing tent heat up like a greenhouse, and the waiting tent isn't much better. Today was one of the hottest days that we have had, and the nights haven't been cool like they typically are. The injuries were overwhelming. Today we saw a number of very serious injuries. One small boy, about 4 years old, came in with a very severe burn, beyond third degree, covering most of his arm. Trying to clean and dress the wound was very difficult and painful. Another man came after nearly cutting his thumb off with a machete. The stitching process took more than an hour, and the only suture set available was akin to a fish hook and a fishing line. Several other injuries kept the procedure room busy all day. The illnesses were overwhelming. Around noon, the number of patients outside seemed to have doubled. By late afternoon, the pharmacy was so busy that the prescriptions were leaving the shelves faster than they could be restocked. This made for a very hectic afternoon for everyone trying to help, and everyone available was helping at that point. The lack of water was overwhelming. We had to work very hard to conserve water as we had no water source today. This was a major challenge, and some of the team were overwhelmed at the alternative restrooms that they had to use. The community support has been overwhelming. People in the community helped by bringing jugs of water. They were also willing to have their own water supply stopped in an effect to redirect the water to the facility. They are very invested in what we are doing, and they are sacrificing greatly to help however they can. The amount of electricity needed in the building was overwhelming for the generator when the power went out, and some equipment had to be shut down to keep the essential ones running. So we had to prioritize, flex, and make do in ways we didn't think we could. The willingness of the team members to be flexible with other jobs, to work together, to jump into new roles as needed has been overwhelming. We are so very thankful for this great team of people. Lastly, your responses of support to these posts have been overwhelming. Thank you for reading, for your encouragement, and for your prayers. Please continue to pray for rain. So that's from Mary Hannah. And so that's a little update, a little picture into what she's doing over there. And that's just an amazing thing that she's able to do. That's great. So I'm very good to hear that update. So at this time, I believe that we will greet one another in Jesus' name.